What a very amazing day. Beth Bombara in our very first 5 for 5. DaleWileyShow.com and MissouriMusicPodcast.com. Turns red. There it is. We're live.
All right.
And so it's so fun because I'm here with Beth Bombara. And Beth is an awesome musician. But first, my question is, what kind of music do you play?
Well, I like to tell people that I'm a songwriter and, you know, anything, if you can imagine anything from, Tom Petty to Amy Mann, that's kind of,
that's the deal. It's hard to describe the type of music that you play, but it's very good. And so how did you get started in music?
Yeah. Well, I don't have, like, I have a lot of friends who are musicians who have like definitive moments where like they knew they really that's what they wanted to do, and I feel like my path was kind of more just I didn't think about it that way, like this is really what I want to do. It just sort of organically happened,
right?
So you know, my parents were dabbled in music,
right,
growing up, and I just kind of, there was a guitar in the house and I kind of just gravitated towards it. And we had a piano. And so it's like those things were kind of there in the background and I picked them up. I didn't actually have a guitar lesson until I was probably 18 or 19 years old, but I was playing before that. I picked it up. And it kind of became a social thing for me. I ran into some girls at my school that we got along really great and we were kind of interested in the same things, and then they said, hey, let's start a band. And so I said, okay, that sounds good to me.
What was that band called?
It was called Green Means Go.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And what kind of music did you play in there?
I would call it pop punk, punk rock.
Okay.
Kind of garagey.
So what were big influences on you? Because that's not the kind of stuff that you're playing now. But
oh, no.
Influences originally.
So like the Ramones, the Clash, bands like that.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was it was fun. And like I started to realize that's the first thing that drew me into playing music was a communal thing. I really liked doing it with other people.
Right.
Yeah. And so after that was my first band. But there was a point where I just wanted to be in bands.
Right.
And then when somebody said, hey Beth, have you ever thought about kind of going solo? I was like, psh, no, why would I want to do that? I like this. I like being in a group. I don't want to play by myself. That sounds scary. That sounds intimidating, you know?
Where was this, in St. Louis or Michigan?
So this was up in Michigan.
Okay. When did you get to St. Louis?
I moved to St. Louis around 2007.
Why? Why'd you move there?
What kind of brought me to St. Louis, a series of events that I ended up transferring schools.
Okay.
From Michigan. I was going to school in Michigan, and then I did my last year about an hour outside of St. Louis, and that's kind of when I started to get familiar with the area. Uh-huh. So I was in a little town in Greenville, Illinois. Well, wow. It's called Greenville, Illinois.
Yes.
And there's nothing to do there. So on the weekends, everybody would come hang out in St. Louis. So I remember, I think the first time I came to St. Louis, there was a show. My friends were like, hey, we're going down to this place called the Creepy Crawl. We're going to go to a show there. So that was like the first place I ever went in St. Louis.
Very cool. What are your favorite venues in St. Louis?
There's a lot of really good ones. I'm partial just because this is one of the spots in town where I first started playing,
right,
when I moved here, off Broadway.
Oh yeah.
That's a spot. Yeah. And then, I mean, there's so many good ones. The Duck Room is fun.
Oh yeah.
It's got its own little vibe. Delmar Hall's cool. I don't think I've played in a venue in St. Louis that I haven't really liked.
Right.
So.
That's fun. And so you got to tell me about your bourbon. Tell me about that.
The bourbon. Oh, well, an interesting thing during the pandemic is, you know, I haven't been able to do a lot of things that I normally get to do. And it's normally I'm not in town for long periods of time. Right. But so since I've been here, I've been thinking up different projects and like, well, I'm here now, you know, I can kind of think about things. Oh, I think it's about to make an appearance. thanks.
There it is.
Here we go. So I've been able to do things that I have not ever done before. And one of those kind of happenstance, just, it kind of happened that, I was chatting with a distiller who distills, he owns Ardent Spirits, which is Old Herald Brewing and Distillery. Okay. And I told him, I was like, yeah, we've had this joke for a while that I should make a bourbon. It should be called the Bomb Bourbon. And he was like, let's do it. And I was like, well, it was a joke. But so then the joke kind of became reality and here we are. So, yeah. But yeah, I'm kind of convinced that if I was on the road touring, you know, that would have never transpired.
Right.
So I'm finding, you know, things like that, you know, probably wouldn't have happened.
And that's kind of like one of the things about what happens, the pandemic turning, you know, something you didn't expect and then just seeing all this stuff happen. And so,
yeah.
So interesting. And so now, are you going to do 5 tunes for us? Is that right?
Yeah, I can do 5 tunes for you. Yeah.
Because we want to do 5 original tunes or public domain tunes. And so if you have 5 original for me, give them to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. Let's play. First, I got to take a sip of this.
All right. Yes. Product placement, clearly.
Clearly, yes. And if anybody's interested, you can purchase the Bomb Bourbon at the distillery.
Right.
So that would be Old Herald Brewing in Collinsville, Illinois.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, so let's... What? Okay, let me get settled here.
Sure.
And
with the harmonica, Bob Dylan Enterprise.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Dale, you this is the first episode of this that you're doing?
This is the first 5 of 5 that we've done ever. So this is initial and I'm very excited about it.
All right.
So cool, and just the stuff we're doing, this musical map and all the stuff we got to do, it's going to be so fantastic. And so you are our first guest.
All right. Well, that's exciting.
Exactly.
Okay.
Back with live music in a minute. DaleWileyShow.com and MissouriMusicPodcast.com.
Do you love music? Do you know about the musical map of Missouri?
Dallas Wayne,
Chuck Berry,
Dave Alvin, Robbie Foulkes,
The Skeletons,
The Ozark Mountain Daredevils,
Uncle Tupelo,
Wayne Carson,
Nelly,
Lou Whitney,
Symptoms Morel,
Kansas City, Jeff City,
St. Louis,
St. Joe,
Columbia,
Buckle of the Bible Belt,
The Studio on South Avenue in Springfield.
Springfield, Missouri.
Add the Missouri Music Podcast to your list of favorites. Lawyer, author, and Slewfoot Records label owner Dale Wiley takes you on a musical trip around Missouri while raising funds for Musical Map of Missouri, a nonprofit organization which will help ensure Missouri musicians affected by COVID-19. Visit MissouriMusicPodcast.com for more information. Tune in to the Missouri Music Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Here it is, the first 5 at 5, Dale Wiley Show and MissouriMusicPodcast.com.
All right, so I'm going to do some... Well, this one's off the newest album, Evergreen.
Right.
And it is called Tenderhearted.
Okay.
I've got a tender-hearted lover who does me good. He's a little rough around the edges, but don't let that fool you. Pours me coffee when the sun comes up. Ooh, baby, gonna fill my cup. I've got a tender-hearted lover who feeds my soul. Knows how to make me smile when I just don't wanna. Dries my tears in the middle of the night. When we're close, everything is all right. Tender-hearted lover, dreaming fast and wild. Well, I've heard those old stories. You were a curious child, growing up to play guitar in a rock and roll band. Turned your back on a backup plan. Never gonna be perfect, but I'm still gonna try. The closest thing I'll ever get is you by my side. And all I'm asking is please, please come on this ride. Tender-hearted lover, why you looking sad? It's been a roller coaster year, but it's the best we've had. Even though we couldn't spring for that Econoline van, we roll on hand in hand. We roll on hand in hand.
That's fantastic.
And this Thanks, is one Dale.
Of the one. I love it.
Thank you. All right. Oh, now I'm caught here.
Oh no.
Let's see. Okay. Logistics.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. I mean, I picked a real good day not to be on the internet
right.
on Wednesday. but I think in light of what's going on
right.
in the country,
definitely.
I'm gonna do this song. It's called Long Dark Hallelujah. I carry heavy load on my shoulders. Can scarce remember when skies were blue. Now the shadows cover everything you do. Masquerading up on that high ground. Is it true? Freedom still rings. When the curtain rises, no one's coming clean. Watch them turn against one another. A house divided, it will not stand. Self-righteous ways are gonna tear apart this land. Self-righteous ways are gonna tear apart this land. Turn a blind eye to all our troubles. Lord, who will catch us when we descend? It's a long, dark hallelujah till the end. It's a long, dark hallelujah till the end. It's a long, dark hallelujah till the end.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dale. Well, it's crazy to me to think that I wrote that song in 2013.
Right.
And
wow.
We are far, far from that. And yet it still feels so close to
very
home.
Very appropriate, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the next tune?
The next one is going to be I Only Cry When I'm Alone.
Okay.
And I know that's one of Lori's favorites, or she likes the video for that.
Lori Ritter, let's say something about it. She's been so wonderful this whole thing. I'm so glad she hooked us up. So, yes, Lori Ritter definitely needs some – she needs some applause, too. So
shout out to Lori.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, it's amazing what can happen when you get a handful of music lovers together, right?
Right, exactly. Wonderful.
Okay. Been holding this inside. Try to keep my head high, breaking down behind the door. When I can't hide this anymore, invisible as air. Hoping you still care. It doesn't matter where I go. I only cry when I'm alone. I only cry when I'm alone. I'm feeling out of place, planning my escape. Ain't the truth that sets us free. A perfect smile's all you need. So filter every frame. What is there to gain? It doesn't matter where I go. I only cry when I'm alone. I only cry when I'm alone. I only cry when I'm alone. I'm mourning all my insecurities, calling out by shame and watch the demons bleed. They're trying to hold me to the in-between. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. I cry when I'm alone. I only cry when I'm alone. When I'm
wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, so let's see. How are you finding this, Dale, to be watching music on the internet and without
totally on you. I'm just trying to figure out how I could get the screen to show just you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Other than that, I'm doing everything, just watching this thing. Wonderful. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Cool. I feel like for a lot of people, we've probably transitioned into, if you want to see music, this is what you kind of have to do right now. So
exactly. Yeah. Different than a house concert, but this is fun. I'm loving it.
Right. Cool. All right. So I'm going to do the next one. It's called Map in No Direction. Okay. I've got a map in no direction, no north or south. Oh. I follow the horizon till I lose myself. Oh. I'm a fool for this hunger, gonna see how far I can go. My engine broke down, but my body was built to roam. And it's a long climb up from the depths, I'm always one step away from the edge. I want to follow through. I want to follow I need a path through my depression. Is it east or west? Oh. I close my eyes, but I can find no rest. Oh. You touch me, but I don't feel it. Am I a ghost or just a stranger searching for a home? And it's a long road up from the depths. I'm always one step away from the edge. And it's a long climb up from the depths. I'm always one step away from the edge. I want to follow through. I want to follow through.
wonderful.
All right, so that was kind of a downer. downer of a song. Thank you. A lot of songs, good songs, are downers. But, you know, I feel like that's why it's good, because it connects. It connects with you where you're at. So, but on the flip side of that, I'm not gonna leave you guys on a downer note.
Right.
So this last one I'm gonna play for you is called Upside Down.
Okay.
And I don't know. To me, the song just sparks feelings of, you know, flipping the script, changing what we're normally doing, and
like admitting your own bourbon. That's
right. Yeah, exactly. Doing something new, finding hope in new things. Right. So it's called Upside Down.
Okay.
Sun hanging loud in a ruthless sky, still peeking through when I close my eyes. But I remember the darkness when a light refused to shine. 24 hours in the back around, same old story, turn it upside down. Leave behind your coulda beens and we'll get going somewhere else. We're sinking in, captured by the mud, soaked to the bone, fighting back the flood. But I remember the dark desert where light refused to shine. 24 hours in the back around, same old story, turn it upside down. Leave behind your coulda beens and we'll get going somewhere else. Back around, same old story, turn it upside down. Leave behind your coulda beens and we'll get going somewhere else. 24 hours and we'll back around, same old story, turn it upside down. Leave behind your coulda beens and we'll get going somewhere else.
I finally figured out how to do it to just show you the screen. So I've learned how to do this.
Success.
Success. And so I just have enjoyed this so much. I love your music and I'm just so happy to have you on here.
Well, thanks, Dale. I'm glad I could join you.
Yes, definitely. And you've definitely given us a great first 5 at 5.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take
All
care.
Right. See you later.
Beth Bambara, Dale Wiley Show, and MissouriMusicPodcast.com.